Hi, this is Chris Stevens from the Marblehead Reporter. I had the pleasure this week of interviewing Amy Siskin. She is the author of The List, a week-by-week reckoning of Trump's first year, and she's also a former Marblehead resident. She is graduated from Marblehead High School in 1983. I'm going to read you a short excerpt from the book. This is actually her introduction. On the morning of Saturday, November 19th, 2016, I found myself driving up to Valkill, the home of Eleanor Roosevelt. The week before, Trump had stunned the country by winning the election, and I was still reeling. The country's reaction to his victory was swift and hideous. The bigots in America took it as legitimization of their hatred of others, and the acts of hate were ubiquitous. Trump had ratcheted up his criticism of free speech, tweeting insults that morning at Saturday Night Live, the New York Times, even the cast of Hamilton. This isn't normal, I found myself thinking. We are in great danger. I needed to take a break from the steady stream of emails flooding my inbox. This is the worst day since 9/11. What do we do now? How could I assure others that we were going to be okay when I wasn't sure myself? I needed the steadying influence of my personal heroine. I found myself wondering, what would Eleanor do today? That Saturday was crisp, sunny day, and Valkill a familiar vision of peace in what already felt like a country in chaos. I first started by reading Eleanor's quotes on government and democracy encouraged. I walked by the old typewriter she used to write her weekly column on, My Day. Then I took my dogs along the trails that she had walked each morning with her Scottish Terriers. My heart felt heavy, but somehow in Eleanor's presence, I felt less scared, playing her words in my mind again and again. Courage is easier than fear. As I walked, I found myself thinking about some of the articles I'd read in the aftermath of the election. Experts in authoritarianism, Masha Green, Sarah Kenzer, Ruth Ben-Ghiat, wrote about the tools of autocrats using hatred as fuel, silencing dissent, disregarding norms, and breaking down trusted institutions. All described how things would be changing slowly and subtly, warning us not to be fooled by small signs of normalcy and our march into darkness. Sarah Kenzer suggested that the citizens write down things starting that day, making a list of specific things they never would have believed, things that they would never would have done before the regime came into power. On the ride home, I knew what I had to do, and I started that night. The list didn't start with any grand ambition or even vision. I just had an instinct to write down all of the things that were happening, things that were not normal. Each Saturday, I shared the list on Facebook and Twitter. Week one had 9 items. By week two, the list had doubled to 18 items and concluded with, I'm sure there are more. This list is overwhelming already. Little did I know, a few weeks in, as readership started to take off, people asked that I add source links so they could read the articles. Already, the chaos was building. There was so much to keep track of, and people were missing news items. A professor from my alma mater who read the list emailed to say, we are the fog in the water who doesn't notice it's getting to boil degree by degree. The weekend before Trump took office, January 14th, 2017, the list went viral for the first time. Week 9, with 36 not normal items, I was picked up by several prominent progressive bloggers and had close to 2 million views. I wrote a short note that week observing that in normal times, any one of these items would be a shock, and that the lack of consequences has changed me, and I suspect us all. I told readers I hoped that the list would help us trace our way back to normal when this nightmare is over. People can find the list online at theweeklylist.org, and they can pick up the book at pretty much any bookstore around.